Conflict in Afghanistan has raged almost without stop for the past 40 years. For about half that time, the U.S. and other allied nations have been fighting the Taliban. All sides are accused of inflicting casualties. But late last year, Australia found that some of its soldiers might have committed war crimes. They belonged to Australia's most elite forces, and a military inquiry implicated 19 of them in the murders of more than two dozen Afghans. As the Australians investigate, more Afghans are coming forward, hoping for justice. NPR's Dia Hadid has more in this report that first aired on Morning Edition.
Ras Muhammad Dost lives in Surkh Murghab, a village in Afghanistan's southern Uruzgan province. It's an area controlled by the Taliban, so producer Khwaga Ghani and I reached him over a fuzzy WhatsApp line.
Assalamu alaikum. Ras Muhammad.
We wanted to hear what happened to his family 12 years ago. When he was just a boy. He says he was sleeping on a mat in a room crowded with relatives. He remembers the shudder of heavy vehicles zooming up to their home.
I remember them screaming. I remember the dogs barking. I remember when they hit the door.
His uncle Morla thought they were being attacked and rushed out with his weapon. He didn't know they were elite Australian forces. They exchanged fire. Then the soldiers threw two grenades into the house. They killed three boys and two girls, a two-year-old and a teenager. The uncle Murla also died of his injuries. Six family members killed, most of them children.
This woman claims she survived an attack by Australian soldiers.
Doss says they never found out why they were attacked.
We're not the enemy. We're not insurgents. We're only farmers.
Doss' family is among the half a dozen we spoke to who allege their loved ones were unjustly killed by Australian forces. They've come forward now, years after these incidents occurred, to give new witness statements to local human rights organisations, even though the Australian military had previously looked at and dismissed these cases.
That's because the Afghanistan inquiry identified that there were serious problems with the military's investigation.
Rawan Araf is the director of the Australian Centre for International Justice. She's referring to the military inquiry that investigated the alleged war crimes. That inquiry investigated dozens of cases, and it identified 23 incidents as potential war crimes. It has referred them on for further investigation and possible prosecution. The case of the Dost family might be one of those. But the military inquiry was heavily redacted, so it's not clear which incidents are being investigated.
We would hope that the Afghan victims whose complaints were heard previously and they were dismissed, that this would be a chance for them now where criminal investigators are actually looking at these incidents and hopefully undertaking a more serious job.
Experts say it could take up to a decade to look at just the cases the inquiry identified. Many of them involve the killing of unarmed civilians and captive detainees, which means they could include the case of Haji Khan's brother. One day in 2012, helicopters swooped around Haji Khan's village of Sarkhamayolya. Australian forces came for his brother, Haji Sardar. He was about 65 then. That day, he was building a mud brick wall.
His hands and feet were in mud. The choppers came and these people come out and they shoot him. They pick him up on their shoulder.
Haji Khan says they carried his brother through the village and dumped him near the mosque. And there, he alleges, they killed him. It wasn't the only killing. He and other villagers allege Australian forces raided the village multiple times and killed other young men.
The things they did here, a human being can never think of doing stuff like that.
Haji Khan wants to testify in court about his brother's case, but experts say Australian investigators will likely rely on military whistleblowers, partly because many of the Afghan witnesses live in Taliban-held territory and are difficult to reach. And a former Australian war crimes investigator, Graham Blewett, says it could also be a model for other countries that fought alongside the US and Afghanistan.
Australia doing this is a fantastic example and showing clear leadership to the rest of the world. But if we screw it up, what signal does that send? It just adds to the impunity that currently exists for these people.
The US, which has the biggest foreign military force in Afghanistan, has prosecuted a few individual cases. But former President Trump pardoned two army officers, one who was set to stand trial in the killing of a suspected Afghan bomb maker. The other was convicted of murder. And that's raised questions of whether the American judicial process really offers justice to Afghan victims. Afghan human rights lawyer Farishtah Abbasi says while all parties in the Afghan war have committed atrocities, including the Taliban, she says it's foreign forces that have to be held to account urgently because they're leaving.
Once international troops withdraw from Afghanistan, they're trying to forget Afghanistan. The international community is tired of Afghanistan. They're exhausted with Afghanistan.
But Hashi Khan, who says his brother was killed by Australian forces, says he can't forget. All these years on, he says all he wants is his day in court. Dear Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.